Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're going to be talking about a prophetic word right now that was released by Hubie Sin. Hubie was the prophet who actually prophesied to Jonathan Kahn at an airport. Amazing story, Steve. Yeah. He's sitting at the airport. He missed his flight. And as Hubie shares it, the Lord lays on his heart, I want you to talk to this man. And he's like, God, you know. And so it kept going, you know, the feeling and the impression. And finally, you know, they started changing it, you know, pleasantries, and it was time to board the plane. And God says, now. And he's just like, oh my goodness, you can't leave. And so he begins to share the prophetic word about the harbinger. And that's Jonathan right. Kahn's just like amazed because he's seeking God for an answer.
Right.
And the rest is history. The harbinger goes out.
That was a huge confirmation.
Yes. Well, God just gave him a prophetic word about famine to strike America. Could this be Revelation 6:8? I want you to watch this.
And how Joseph was forewarned of a famine that was coming. So I've kind of spent time on that because I believe that, you know, as the Shemitah has happened, as Jonathan has spoken about, which there was a market correction, and now the Super Shemitah, which we're in, that markets have kind of gone up and down. And I think it's kind of scary, for lack of a better word, that the markets have not kind of stabilized. They seem to be kind of going up and down, up and down. And as I was kind of reading through what Joseph happened, the Lord was kind of telling me that we need to prepare because there is something coming, a famine's coming. And I was kind of spending time about, you know, really analyzing the details of the story. And the Lord was kind of showing me that, you know, when the famine hit Egypt, before it hit Egypt, it hit other parts of the, around it first. And when you look at kind of world events now, you can kind of see like in Japan and China and Switzerland and Europe, all their markets are pretty unstable. And they've become so unstable that the central banks that kind of run these economies, they are almost out of any options of what they can do. And even their efforts to stimulate the economy, they haven't really worked. It's more like they're trying to think of some other kind of stimulus to try to get the money flow keep going. So now it's caused a lot of people to go into debt, which is what spurs the economy. But now the debt levels are so high for all these countries and now even for people. And now, you know, you're looking at the price of oil. So now the price of oil, they have been just releasing all of these. They haven't curbed output because they can't afford to. So we're even now in a place where Saudi Arabia is seeking billions of dollars of loans. And they were the main one that always were liquid. All they had to do was pump oil and collect the cash. Now they're looking for a $6 to $8 billion loan. It's kind of unheard of. Yeah. So you have all of these things around America, and we're in a global economy, that it only takes one little trigger for it to kind of trickle down, like when we had the Greek issue. Yeah. That didn't go away. All we did was refinance their future for like another 30 or 40 years. Yeah. So, and you remember all the rumblings that happened. Well, now you have, you know, you have Europe, you have China who devalued their currency 3 days in a row, yeah. Which is unheard of. So you have all of these things that are out of our control, but they're affecting our markets. And I think that now, since we don't have any more cures left, that as it starts to trickle down, it's going to affect our economy in a very negative way.
So you think that there's a parallel. God started speaking to you as you read the story of Joseph, that there was the shaking kind of started in other places in the world, and then it came home, so to speak. And we're seeing that shaking in the financial markets. But you said in the story in Genesis that ultimately a famine came home. And you said that a famine is coming. Do you mean that there's a great shaking of the markets coming, or maybe even a literal famine?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I just know that something's going to happen. And, you know, I kind of tried to ask the Lord, what did he mean by famine? Was it financially? Was it, you know, the course of the food? Was it going to be some kind of weather-related, something like that? And I haven't got a clear answer. But he specifically told me to go to that story And then he kind of, I guess, revealed it to me as I was reading it, which has never really happened before.
Yeah, that was my next question. Do you usually get prophetic words about current events?
I usually don't. Most of mine has kind of been one-on-one, that I'm just in a random place at a random time. And this is actually kind of the first time that the Lord has ever taken me somewhere, and he's been kind of, I guess, downloading something to me. And it's kind of new territory for myself because I've never done that. But I noticed as I was kind of reading it and kind of spending time with the Lord going through it, he kind of pointed out certain things, like it kind of like it was in bold letters the fact that it started outside of Egypt before it came. Or Joseph was told before it happened to store up. So, I'm kind of being more conservative with the way that I spend now.
Sure.
Just to make sure that I'm kind of prepared. Like, I'm putting aside more food. I'm buying more food from Pastor Jim. And just to make sure that just in case something's coming, I don't know what it is, but I want to be as prepared as possible because we went through Hurricane Sandy. And when we went through Hurricane Sandy, we saw firsthand what a catastrophe could do. And it taught us a lot.
Yeah, and that was one thing I wanted to ask you, because I know that you had been through Hurricane Sandy, and really I wanted to see how much did that impact you, because now you are storing food, now you are making sure that you have these necessities in your home, but really, can you explain like what that really did to your, how it opened your eyes to preparing?
Well, my outlook was always kind of the way it's been, is nothing could happen that quickly.
Right.
So I was kind of cynical. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what, that could never happen to me. And then when it did, it kind of brought back memories of as a child when I went through, you know, the oil crisis back in the 70s and things like that. And it kind of showed me that, you know, we're not really in control.
Right.
I mean, you couldn't go to the bank because there was no ATMs that had electricity. So unless you had cash, you couldn't buy anything because all the stores were closed. You know, I remember going to the grocery store and there was nothing on the shelves and all you could buy was like nuts, because that's all there was. Oh. And it was actually a pretty scary thing to think, I got to take care of my family. And even though I had cash, I couldn't spend it.
Yeah.
So I felt in a very vulnerable situation. And as a parent that has children, and even as a husband, I felt like I had totally messed up. Mm-hmm. And I'm not able to take care of my family. So, you know, I was praying to God to help me kind of through this. But it taught me a lot to say, you know what, I don't know what's around the corner, but if I saw that, anything could really happen at any time, and I need to at least have certain provisions prepared.
You know, these type of prophecies are really foreign to a lot of Christians today, because as soon as you start prophesying these type of things, you're instantly labeled a doom and gloom person.
Yes.
And if that's the case, then you've got to label Noah a doom and gloom person. The Lord told him to prepare. Mm-hmm. You've got to label Joseph, the whole story that God is speaking to you. And I respect Hubie Sin. His track record is solid. The Lord speaks to him. He prophesies to him. And the things that he prophesies come to pass. And you'd have to call Joseph a doom and gloom pastor.
Wow, very interesting. I mean, we're hearing all of these convergence of prophetic words. And as we've been saying for some time, we really feel like what the Lord is saying is that we're entering some of the best of times and some of the worst of times. But you want to avoid tomorrow's regrets today, just like Hubie during, you know, the Sandy and Hurricane Sandy. I was there in New Jersey. We had a church. We were ministering and pastoring there and able to reach out to those who were affected. But he felt he wasn't prepared. You can prepare. Go to VFNTV.com. We have something for you so you can just get all the preparation, even food and preparation. We'll make it available and relate it for you in this link in a way how you can connect.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.